Mark Chepp is the curator of the show called Outside in Ohio, A Century of Unexpected Genius.
An outsider artist is an artist who is somehow working outside mainstream art, non-academically trained, not part of a museum, gallery, university world of visual arts, but people who are working on the margins of society as well as on the margins of the art world. They're sometimes institutionalized, sometimes geographically isolated, but people who are producing powerful works of visual art on the impetus of something that's driving them forward to do it, to filling a void in their life. And Ohio is a particularly rich source of this type of art.
Outside in Ohio was produced by the Southern Ohio Museum in Portsmouth.
The Southern Ohio Museum knew that I was interested in this material. I've been collecting it for years, been organizing exhibitions of it, and they felt it was about time to do a survey of this genre of art from the 20th century.
Chepp is a retired director emeritus of the Springfield Museum of Art. He says outsider art is a branch of folk art.
Art produced outside of the mainstream art world. And folk art certainly has been popular for many years, many decades throughout the 20th century, but outsider art really started to become seen as a serious, viable type of art about the mid-20th century. In America, it really took off after the bicentennial, because there were a number of exhibitions of this type of art as part of a larger interest in things American coming out of the bicentennial. And actually, in 1989, the Rife Gallery in Columbus did kind of a survey of outsider art in Ohio. But that's been, 25 years already, and it seemed like a time to revisit it as a topic.
The show has pieces from 18 Ohio artists.
Six are still alive. Their birth dates span from the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, so we got kind of a nice mix, as well as artists who are deceased. But names that would be familiar to an Ohio audience would be Elijah Pierce, a carver from Columbus, William Hawkins, a painter from Columbus, and on perhaps the more unusual side, we have a man named Henry Church from the beginning of the 20th century who lived in Chagrin Falls up near Cleveland and was producing on his own in the middle of nowhere, basically, pretty compelling paintings and works of sculpture.
The artwork is in a variety of media.
From Springfield, we have an example, or several examples, from a man named Ben Hartman, who built an outdoor environment, a rock garden, and populated it with cement statues that he produced in the 1930s. Mary Borkowski is really a nationally known thread painter and quilter from Dayton. So, yeah, there's a mix of well-known artists and then some lesser-known ones.
This is Fred Kite reporting.